819 Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Heather.
Well, I'm starting to see traffic break up just a little bit on your northbound drive as you come off the Point of the Mountain, but you're still going to be well below the speed limit from Bangor Highway up to just after 90th South and Sandy, and then you still have some brake lights trying to work your way into downtown Salt Lake at the 6 South exit ramp. If you are on the East Belt, things are breaking up there as well, but with the construction in place, only two lanes available to you, and it's very slow from Knutson's Corner to 45th South. Eric Butler?
We're seeing things slow down a little bit on I-15 northbound in Utah County as you go past Lehigh's Main Street heading up towards 2100 North. It's just a small patch of delays right now. Just know that they're there. Redwood Road still very slow as you head from Saratoga Springs up to 2100 North because of an accident at that intersection. Once past that, though, things are smooth as you head up the hill to Camp Williams. Aubrey?
Southbound I-15 is looking pretty good in Davis County. There's a little bit of traffic, heavier traffic in Kaysville, and a little bit more closer to Salt Lake City, but nothing is too intense there. And we also have some slowdowns in Fruit Heights on Highway 89 between 200 North and Mutton Hollow Drive. I think that is due to a three-car accident. A KSL traffic trooper told us that. And everything else is looking pretty good at this time. No two businesses are exactly alike, but whatever goals your business has, America First can provide the financial products, services, and tools to help you succeed. Call 1-877-AFCU-BIZ for details. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.